Living witnesses to the forced relocation of West Coast Japanese Americans during World War II are growing fewer every year. Many who were incarcerated are in their 80s and 90s now. Their descendants and historians want to preserve the memory and lessons from the unjust internment. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tagged along on an annual pilgrimage to the Minidoka internment camp in southern Idaho to find out more.
We need to take a quick detour to the past before dwelling in the present. You know about the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Less well known is that in its wake, President Roosevelt signed an executive order to summarily round up Japanese immigrants and Japanese Americans living along the West Coast. Minidoka was one of 10 main camps built to confine civilians of Japanese ancestry during the war. It held people from coastal Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, most of whom were U.S. citizens.
So yeah, I hope you guys all have some good walking shoes on.
The former internment camp is now managed by the National Park Service, and it's also the destination for an annual pilgrimage.
The fire of the potbelly stove was in the corner, and then we had a triple bunk on this side.
Sam Kido Jr. was 5 years old when his family was crammed into one room in a barrack block guarded by soldiers amid the dusty sagebrush of southern Idaho.
And then a double bunk on this side.
At its peak, Minidoka internment camp held nearly 10,000 people. Kido hails from southeast Alaska. He says it was his daughter's idea to join the organized pilgrimage to the site. Hope Kido is a nurse in Bellingham.
It's something that I always heard about growing up, but it's not something that anyone ever talked about for a while. And I don't think that the magnitude of it was ever expressed. So it was worth coming with him.
When you get new people or younger people involved, and what happens is that your mind starts thinking about what should have been better for your parents and your generations. Well, that's great, you know, but you can't rewrite history. You live history the way with the cards that were dealt to you, and then you make sure it doesn't happen again.
Mary Tanaka Abo was held at the camp when she was a child.
Being here made me ashamed of being Japanese when I was young.
Abo came on the pilgrimage with her daughter and two grandchildren. This was her second trip back.
And so just being around people is always good.
Nearly 200 pilgrims journeyed to the site on the final weekend in June. Co-organizer Biff Brigman says this was the 11th edition of the Minidoka pilgrimage. He says the idea from its genesis carries on today.
We're losing the Iseis, the first generation, and Niseis, the second generation of Japanese Americans, and we're afraid of losing those stories. That's one of the things that pushes us to do it annually, to keep doing it.
The National Park Service superintendent in charge at Minidoka also feels the urgency to capture more voices of witnesses before they go silent. This is Judy Geniak.
It would be incredible for us to figure out a way to have young people interviewing, whether it's their great-grandfather or it's their next-door neighbor. And we know that people from the camp went all over the United States after they left the camp.
Meanwhile, the physical remains of the Minidoka camp, which nearly disappeared, are being resurrected. A guard tower, barracks, mess hall, and fire station have been rebuilt or restored in recent years. Geniak says a visitor center is in the works, as are plans to recreate the central baseball field. I'm Tom Bonsi at the Minidoka National Historic Site near Twin Falls, Idaho.